You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm Shelley Delaney, here with a conversation that will probably make you smile. Maybe you saw the picture in the paper, a check for almost $23,000 from a group called 100 Plus Women Who Care, going to the Glory Hall, a new shelter for those struggling with homelessness. And joining us now, Maria Lovschuk, Executive Director for the Glory Hall. Hi, Maria.
Hi, Shelley. Hi. Thanks for having us.
Yes, of course. And Iola Young, Organizing Committee Member, 100 Plus Women Who Care. Hello, Iola.
Hello there.
And Chris Myrtle, Corvus Design, who has volunteered to design the Glory Hall's outdoor space. Hi, Chris.
Hello, good afternoon.
All right. Well, thanks everybody so much for speaking with me today, for your time. Iola, let's start with you. Tell me a little bit about 100 Plus Women Who Care.
We started about January of 2020, and this was our sixth round of giving. We're a giving circle, and the whole concept is our 279 members commit to giving $100 each 4 times a year to a nonprofit that we select by majority vote. And so our round in April, the majority voted to give the money to the Glory Hall based on the pitch that was given to us. Mm. And so when all the checks are collected, and we only have about, probably fewer than 10 checks still outstanding, we will give the Glory Hall $27,900. Actually, it'd be a little bit more than that because some of our members are so generous, they write their check for a little bit more.
Now, where did you first learn about the concept of 100 Women Who Care?
A good friend of mine in Homer told me about this great group that she belonged to, and it sounded so simple and easy. I asked four of my friends here in Juneau what they thought about it, and we just put it together based on that single idea. There is a national alliance of people who care, and so we follow their best practices.
And you sent us a photo, and it should be up on KTOO.org/JunoAfternoon. Can you tell me about what's going on in the photo? Who's in it? What are you guys doing?
In the photo is Marla Berg, one of our organizing members, and she has a gift bag that is full of $100 checks, handing it over to Bruce Denton, the president of the Glory Hall Board of Directors. Also in the picture is Jordan Nigro, and she is our member who did the pitch for the Glory Hall.
Maria, turning to you, what does this contribution mean to you and to the Glory Hall?
We're so grateful, and it really could not have come in a better time. The new Glory Hall, it's a brand new building, and we're really hoping to make it much, much better than our existing building. And so with that funding, we were able to order wonderful metal bedbug-proof beds, bedbug-resistant mattresses and mattress covers, and trunks for folks to lock up their valuables. And so because of 100 Women Who Care, every single little space that we're developing is going to have a bed, a mattress, a trunk, and a mattress cover. And then it's just, and we could order it. Like, we could order it so that it gets here in time for our opening too. Well, and because the contribution was more than we expected, we are able to put some of it towards our commercial exhaust hood, which is really, we can't operate a commercial kitchen without a commercial exhaust hood. So it was so timely and then so great, and we're so grateful to be selected. Hmm.
Did you help Jordan with the pitch at all? How did Jordan's pitch go? What was it that won over the group of 100 plus women?
Iola, what do you think? What was it?
I think it was because it was so specific in what you would be using the money for. Our group has now given over $140,000 to nonprofits here in Juneau, just in the short time that we've been together. And the winning pitches have really been the ones where you can tell us what you'll use the money for. And one of the major things is every dime stays here in Juneau. That's one of the requirements of being awarded one of our rounds of giving.
Excellent. Chris, turning to you now, Chris Myrtle from Corvus Design, you volunteered to design the Glory Hall's outdoor space, not for the first time. And before we talk about your vision, tell me a little bit about Corvus Design.
Sure. Corvus Design is a landscape architectural firm. We have an office here in Juneau and also an office in Anchorage and Wasilla. We develop outdoor spaces. We specialize in recreation design, public facilitations, parks, playgrounds, but also developing landscape for public facilities like the State Library, Archives, Museum. And then we do a fair bit of work on the waterfronts, both here in Juneau and coastal communities, whether it be in Sitka, Valdez, wherever. So it's really kind of an interesting job as landscape architects, as we wear a lot of different hats. Everything from doing public facilitation, holding public meetings, working with school kids to develop a playground, and then developing, you know, a multi-million dollar cruise ship facility with engineers. So we generally come in at the beginning as master planners, as the big visionary. And then as we go through the master planning process, working with the public and the clients, then what happens is then it converts, depending on what type of project, we involve architects, engineers, and we really, we really try to facilitate a multidisciplinary approach to our design work. So we try to bring everybody on board. But really, we do as much fun things as possible. We do a fair bit of work for the Forest Service doing parks. So I should say trails and recreation design, which we've really enjoyed. We did the Menhall Glacier Master Plan a couple of years ago. So yeah, it's been a really fun profession.
You mentioned the State Library, Archives, and Museum. Do you mean the plaza out in front of that building? That was your work?
Yep. So we did that, and we worked with the architect and also the artists. You know, there was an artist selected for that. So again, that was a collaboration with all of us of how do we make it work. But, you know, as landscape architects, we want to make sure we're developing places that help tell the story of what's going on within the building, set the stage for the artwork, make sure it's safe, a positive visitor experience, separate vehicles from pedestrians. It was a fun project to work on.
Well, tell me a little bit about how you've been working with Maria and the Glory Hall, and how did you get connected?
We probably got connected, Maria, what was it, about 10 years ago?
We were sitting around, a bunch of people, thinking about how we can possibly transform the backlot of the Glory Hall into a garden. And this gentleman walks up to the second floor of our building. Says, hi, I'm Chris Myrtle, and I'm just wondering if me and my kids could maybe volunteer, like wash some dishes. And, you know, we, of course, have lots of people who wash dishes. And we just say, oh, Chris, like, what do you do for work? And he says, I'm a landscape architect. And we were sitting there talking about our garden project, and our garden project was totally stuck. And Chris has unstuck our garden project and designed what I think is a beautiful, beautiful space outside. So that's how we met Chris Myrtle.
Yeah, so that was probably, 10 years ago, I think, Maria, and we just helped create the vision of taking an unused steep slope behind the Glory Hole and the roof and how to convert it into an area that the patrons can use, but also to produce their own produce and gardening. So using the patrons, we help build and construct the gardens and the raised beds back there. And then, of course, they became the people that tended to the gardens and provided food. So it was a really great opportunity. So that was about 10 years ago. Corvus Design every year likes to find one or two nonprofit organizations to help out and do pro bono work on. And just recently, we've gotten together again with Maria this year, and we're helping out with the Glory Hall and figuring out what to do with their outdoor space there. And we've started generating our first level of conceptual design. What's really interesting about this one is we're actually working with John Hudson at the Southeast Alaska Watershed Coalition and trying to integrate Lower Jordan Creek that we've already done some work with them and integrate it into the Glory Hall so that it becomes a little bit more of a shared experience. The idea is that we want to create stewardship between the patrons at the Glory Hall, who will then keep an eye on, look at, and help maintain and manage Lower Jordan Creek and to keep it a viable riparian ecosystem. So we're also putting in some gardening opportunities at the Glory Hall, covered outdoor areas, places for composting and garden sheds and benches, some chess tables. But one thing that we're really kind of excited about is really celebrating all that the Glory Hall and Glory Hole has done over the years. And Maria can speak on this a little bit more, but they provide roughly 9,000 to 11,000 shelter nights to Juneau residents. And what we're going to do to celebrate that is have a tree grove in there. And the idea is that for every 10,000 shelter nights they provide, they'll plant a new tree. And so, Maria, I believe you're up to 153,000 bed nights since 1994.
In the existing Glory Hole building, yep.
So the idea is that roughly every year and a half, there'll be another tree planted to celebrate another 10,000 shelter nights provided. It's kind of a really fun project to work on. And Maria's always a great client, and they do great things for the community. And that's what Corvus Design gets excited about, is any time that we can help the community and the people in it, why wouldn't we get involved?
What a cool vision. I can't wait to see it grow. Maria, how is progress going out at the new Glory Hall? Can you give us an update?
You know, I'm sure some disaster is going to come, like, at any time.
Don't say that.
It has to, because so far it's been going well, and it's continuing to go, and we keep on receiving the funding that we are applying for, and the building is appearing. You know, my parents are visiting this week, and they left, but last we're here in November. And when they were here, there was nothing on that lot. And yesterday I picked them up from the airport, and there's a building there. So it's going amazingly well. And we're just so grateful to our team, our design team and our contractor and our board, for getting it to this point. And yeah, I'm sure something is going to take a turn for the worse, but so far so good.
Oh, on that note, Juno Afternoon would like to wish your father a happy 70th birthday.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. You. Iola, as we wrap up today, what's next for 100 plus women who care?
Our next round of giving will be on July 15th. And then on July 18th, we're going to have a special in-person social event for our members. We're too big now to meet in person. We're going to have to stay virtual, but we all want to get together and congratulate ourselves on what we're doing. And so we've booked Sandy Beach for July 18th to do that. If anyone wants to find out more about 100 Women and how to join and things like that, our website is 100100wwcjnu.org.
Thanks so much. And how much money has your organization raised so far since it's begun?
Over $140,000. And that's without a single bake sale, silent auction, committee member, nothing. We've done that in 6 hours time, 1,400 checks for $100 each. It's just so powerful and exciting.
I didn't even know there's a way to raise money in this town without a silent auction. Well, thank you all so much for speaking with me today. What a wonderful way to end the show. Lots of feel good information there. So I really appreciate all of you, and please keep doing what you're doing. And thank you so much.
Thanks, Shelley.
Thank you very much.